We're learning Pelyoyitz Bez Hashem in Shin number 114 in the topic of Ainoz Devarim. Until now we've been discussing how people unfortunately are not honest in business. In certain aspects, that's Ainoz B'mamon. Now we are discussing not harming people with money or financially, but harming people with words. Ainoz Devarim and specifically a person who harms his friends with words is even in fact viewed as worse than Ainoz Mammon. The Gemara tells us that if a person takes away someone's money incorrectly, illegally, he can give it back, he can return the money. If a person says words, you can't take the words back. You can apologize. Should apologize, but the words have been said. Not only this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmoy, Hashem Himself comes and punishes the person who harmed people with words. V'gam b'zeh rabim kashlo, many people make a mistake. People don't understand what is Ainoz Devarim. And there's actually a fabulous English sefer from Rabbi Zelig Pliskin called The Power of Words, which is a sefer, a whole entire sefer built based on this topic. We have here like three columns. The whole entire sefer is focusing on Ainoz Devarim, the power of words, using your words correctly, carefully, properly, and not to harm people with words. So what is Ainoz Devarim? What does it mean to harm people with words? You say you have to know. You don't know what harming people with words are. And the rule is like this. If you say something and your friend is insulted, your friend is in pain because of what you said, that falls in the category of Ainoz Devarim. And sometimes if you don't know somebody, you know, it's a... Before you start making jokes to the person and you think it's a friendly joke, that you know that you would say that joke to someone else and he'd start laughing, you say it to another person, he starts crying. You have to know your clientele, know your customers. And there's a general rule that the Pelyoyitz tells us over here, a rule of thumb. Try to follow this rule, and you can avoid harming people with words. Da'alech sani lechavrech lo yisavid, which the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph tells us, is what Hillel HaZaken told that person who wanted to convert, and he said, da'alech sani, that which you don't like, don't do to your friend. That's a general principle. If you don't like something, don't do it to your friend. Now you tell me, well, you know, I don't care if someone says this to me or that to me, but I know he doesn't like it. Okay, so like I said, it's different people. You have to be sensitive to their situation. And in fact, the next topic he tells us here is the danger of it's just a joke. It's just a joke. Lighten up. You ever hear that, you know? Calm down. It's not such a big deal. These are all the things in different words that the Pelyoyitz is telling us. Be very careful. Because people think that a joke is mutter, is permissible, if you offend someone. Ah, it's just a joke. Oh, you're so ugly. It's just a joke. Now, he tells us over here, it's 100% usur. So once again, you have to know your clientele. If you're saying a joke and you think it's a good joke, make sure 100% that the person will appreciate it. Now I want to tell you something. Pelyoyitz doesn't bring this down over here, but the Sefer HaChinuch, one of the Rishonim, lived around 800 years ago. The Sefer, a father wrote for his son to explain the mitzvahs. And it has been accepted by all of Klal Yisrael throughout the world for hundreds of years as one of the great Rishonim to turn to delve into the understanding of the mitzvahs. There's one mitzvah and one mitzvah only in the whole entire Sefer HaChinuch. I believe it's Mitzvah Shin Lamed Ches. Mitzvah 338, where it discusses and says that a person will do an aveira, and there's a lav shein by ma'isa. It's a negative commandment that doesn't have with it any actions, doesn't carry any actions with it. So therefore, a person will not get lashed, malchus, for that aveira. And that's the aveira of einos dvar. Because when you harm someone with words, you didn't do something in the physical action. So if a person doesn't do something in the physical action, so he doesn't get malchus, doesn't get lashed. But, says the Sefer Chinuch, Hashem has many other messengers to punish that individual, even if it's not going to be with a leather strap. And the Rambam tells us, Adam Nishach Achas Sviva, a person's influenced by his surroundings. Unfortunately, with the Geisha Welt and the media, what makes someone a multi-millionaire, billionaire star in the world is how many statements and comments can he knock someone down with that make everyone else laugh. That's what makes the person wealthy, famous, and people try to emulate this. And so the Rambam says we're influenced by our surroundings. It's in the avira, it's in the air. We might not even realize it sometimes. You walk somewhere and then all of a sudden, boom, you get slammed in the face with this type of treif mindset. So here we're cleansing ourselves with the proper attitude, proper mindset. Vaynoz dvarim with jokes is asr. Mitoich kach, ein ish nicham arosay ki lo yachshev lo yoven asher chata. And the person doesn't think it's a big deal. What did I do? I just made a joke. Where's your sense of humor? By the way, after we turn off the record, I'll tell you a good joke. I just wanted to let you know. Okay.